Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
We have come to the end of the honeymoon for our couples, but there's still one day left until it's time to get real and get serious. We're going to talk about it. It's sexy time, everybody. AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Woo! Sexy, sexy at first sight time.
Sexy
at first sight time. What is up, everybody?
Yes.
Welcome back. We're here for another week of Married at First Sight right here on AfterBuzz TV. You know what it is. We are having a great time. This was a good episode. This was a lot of fun. Last night in paradise, and stuff's about to get real. But first, guys, I'm Mike Feeling. You know I can't do this without my amazing panel. Today, it's just a duo panel, but that's all we really need. To my left is your girl, Lanisha.
What's up? I like how we match.
We didn't do it on purpose at all.
Okay.
That's amazing. And no one's going to make fun of us either because we have the same color. Who cares?
Who cares?
And of course, up in our booth is producer Rye Guy Ryan. What up, Ryan?
What's going on, you guys? Really excited to be watching Married at First Sight After Show.
You know it. Right off the bat, we see all of you in our chat. Thank you so much for joining us. Mr. Aliwada, beloved. And it's Ray Ray with a perfect comment. Better episode than last week. You're darn straight. Absolutely, it was. Lanisha, what'd you think of this episode overall?
Definitely way better than the last episode. I think we're really getting to know these couples rather than knowing them first sight and seeing that, oh, they look cute together. I think we're really getting down to the nitty gritty, and some of these couples are actually opening up, which I like.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the part of the show that you really want to start getting into, right? Because the first couple episodes, for sure, we're still in a getting to know you phase. They have their wedding. Of course, all their family's around and stuff like that. So everybody's really on their best behavior. Everything's really happy and stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's no drama yet. So we're finally starting to get into some of the more interesting things just in general. So, okay, we're in the last stages of their honeymoon, literally and kind of figuratively, right? Because once we come back from Antigua, they're going to go back to Charlotte. They're going to live together and they're going to start to have some kind of semblance of a regular life. But until then, we get one last couple day and night or so on the island.
Yes.
And let's start out right away going in with our couples. You know, sure. We're still in Antigua, like I said. Sorry, the couples, as they're known to do on these honeymoons, they split apart. So we have all the girls go out together and all the guys go out together. Let's talk about the girls. By the way, I don't know what you thought about this because we didn't talk about this during the episode, but could the show have gotten any more stereotypical with the little activities? The girls go out and go shopping. The guys go and play golf. I was like, all right.
And then, like, I like it better than, like, last one. I definitely think that this season, like, the couples are definitely spending a lot more time with each other.
I like that, too.
Like, mixed.
Yeah. I like that, too, because they're are very few people who can relate to the kind of situation that they're in. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely a support structure, and they're in a foreign country. So they have no friends, right? Besides basically this stranger that they married.
Yeah.
So it's cool that they get to get together and spend time with each other and stuff like that. So I totally agree with you.
And prep. They're going to need that prep when they start moving in with each other.
Oh, yeah.
They need a prep.
Big time. That's when it gets really interesting for us. So the girls go out, they go shopping, and then they get back together. And, of course, they have the little powwow, and they talk to each other, which the producers love to have them bring up some stuff. The main thing that we hear is they ask if, and to be honest, I forget who asked this, but has anybody had their first fight yet? And we know that they have not, except for Elizabeth and Jamie, had that little tiff about them not eating lunch together.
Right.
Which wasn't very fascinating or interesting at all anyway. But what do you think about that? Elizabeth specifically brought nothing up because she thought, it's not
smart.
Anybody's business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I thought that was actually very smart. With specific, certain things are not everybody's business, okay? You shouldn't let the world into your marriage life because I do think that could play a bad effect into your marriage. So I do like that she wasn't bringing up the big fight and everything because she's right. That is between just them two. So I thought she was good about that.
I thought so, too. What I was curious about, and now we'll go into the guys next, and luckily for them, the guys didn't talk about this. But if they had, I feel like Jamie probably would have said something, which would have led to another fight. Do you think?
Oh, definitely. Well, it would bring, if one of those guys were like talkers, but some of them are really quiet.
Most of them are, I think all of these guys are really introverted, no?
Yeah, so I think if Jamie really were to bring it up to the guys, I don't think it would be as big of a deal, unless Jamie were to tell her, like, yeah, I told the guys about you and everything, right. Then I think it would be a fight, but I think if Jamie were to keep it to himself and actually told the guys, I don't think it would lead into a fight.
Okay.
Maybe after the show plays.
Yeah.
Because then she would see it on TV, but...
Because if they're not connecting on that level, mm-hmm. you know, they're not on the same page. They're not lockstep about, we're going to keep our relationship private. And to right. me, honestly, even just looking at it, maybe it's different when you were feeling it, but it didn't really seem like that fight... I know we're talking about last episode, guys, but that fight didn't really seem monumental or like it was a big deal. It was kind of almost just a dumb mistiming in my mind anyway.
I thought that was the red flag right there.
Did you really?
To their future. And I was right because in this episode, yes, they are. Like I said it from the get-go, they're not a match. Their only attraction is purely sex.
All right.
Purely sex. That's it.
Oh, Ryan agrees with you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to get into the individual couples, but let's talk real quick. The guys go out, they play a little putt-putt. The big thing that comes up here and... You know, I don't want to talk about it too much because we're going to talk about specifically Matt and Amber in their own section. But what comes up is the fact that he might take a contract and play basketball again overseas in Europe or something like that. And, okay, the guys give him a lot of junk for not telling Amber, but he's told them. Now, my initial gut reaction, let's talk about this part. My initial gut reaction was, that doesn't seem like a revelation. He's a European basketball player. It's kind of what he does. I get that he isn't there right now. He's here in the States or whatever. But if I heard that, you know, my agent might call and I get another contract to play in Europe. I wouldn't be like, what? Like, whoa, well, what are you talking about?
It would be a discussion. Big deal because, like... And correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but like in the past episode, he was talking about trying to settle with his wife, like being done with that basketball traveling life.
But I think he still is here. He was basically saying if his car detailing business doesn't get off the ground, that this basketball might be another option. I just thought we're going to talk about that in depth when we get to their story, but I just thought the guys were being a little bit extra with it.
Like, I had mixed feelings about it, like when they were saying, like, oh, like why you didn't tell your wife first before telling us. Half of me is saying, like, yeah, why didn't you tell, like, your wife? But the other side of me is, well, they are supposed to be there to give you advice on maybe how to handle it. So.
The guys are, you mean?
Yeah. Like your group, like the different group of couples that know what you're going through. So like maybe say I have something I want to tell my husband and I have you.
You know,
I want to know how to go about it.
This is episode 4. Mm-hmm. So you and I and the viewers at home, we've known these couples for a month, basically. But they've still known each other for like 3 or 4 days. So it's not something you would necessarily do. Oh, hey, great to meet you, my new wife. And by the way, I might be leaving the country at some...
Right.
You wouldn't do that. They're still trying to... He probably doesn't even know her favorite food yet.
That's
there's
what
no
I'm
reason
saying.
To put these alarm bells out there and stuff like that.
Yeah.
When, look, he's not going to take a contract in the next 4 weeks, right? And 8 weeks is... Eight weeks is decision day. Plus, they're already a week in. So they probably have about 7 more weeks. He's not going to go off and do that. So there's no even reason to have any kind of alarm bells or anything like that before they realistically decide, are we going to stay together or not even?
But that's
right?
why I think it's a good idea to be talking with the guys about it, because you want to know how to go about it when this conversation does come. Because eventually it has to come up. The conversation regardless.
Well, it does come up.
It does come up.
It comes up tonight. We're going to get to
but
it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you need to have your people to know how to go about it.
You got to have your people know how to go about it. We've got our people because all of you guys are watching with us right now. We see 38 of you live here. Momo, Mr. Aliwada, of course, see you who's joining us. What up,
yes.
What up, Brittany, Lynn. We see all you guys. Real quick, We keep putting the link to our survey where we rate the couples. So if you guys want to go ahead and rate the couples right now, the link is in the description right now for the live cast. And if you're watching us later, the link is always in the description. Go to the SurveyMonkey link, not sponsored, but go to the SurveyMonkey link and fill out our survey for this week and tell us how you rate the couples on the 1 to 10 scale. And also if you think they had sexy time, even though we know some of them did. Until then, we love you so much. Thanks for hanging out with us. Lanisha, give them some more love.
Yes, you guys. First off, we want to thank you guys for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. As like what Mike said, thank you guys for riding with us. We see you guys in the chat. Keep on chatting. And even after the show, we love seeing your guys' comments. Whether you agree with us or don't agree with us, we love seeing it. And while you're there, hit that subscribe button that's right there. And if you're listening on iTunes, feel free to give us a 5-star rating, okay? Now let's get into this because I'm ready to get on these couples.
My mic is really hot today, guys. Sorry, it's like picking up if I just take a little sip. First, I want to jump right into Keith and Iris. Ooh, because to me, Keith and Iris were the least interesting this episode.
What?
Yes, absolutely. Is that really controversial to say? Just this episode. Not the least interesting couple overall, but I think this episode they were the least interesting because I think they're doing the best as a couple.
Okay, not really.
They go, so all of the couples also, aside from, you know, breaking apart and being in their little gender groups, we have them doing their own little mini dates. Mm-hmm. Keith and Iris go on a little sailboat. He talks about how amazing she is. It really seems like they're coming together. And they're walking around on this deserted island. And he's messing around with her, pretending they're snakes and all that kind of stuff. And they come to the crossroads that is like decision day after 4 days. I thought it was really, really cute.
That's cute.
It seems like they're making a ton of progress.
Yes.
He seems like he's really cool. You know, we've wavered a little bit. Obviously, we didn't. It was refreshing this episode that mm-hmm. we didn't get the virginity thing smacked in our face over and over and over and over again. Right? I thought that was nice.
And this episode, we didn't get it at all.
Not at all.
I loved it.
And I liked what I saw from them. What did you think? Mm-hmm.
I definitely, like, I like this couple. But maybe because I'm, like, the cutesy, like, oh, I love seeing it.
You're not supposed to like this couple because you like Keith on a better level.
See, that's what I'm saying. If it doesn't work out with this couple, I like the couple. But if it don't work out,
okay,
Keith, give me a call.
So it's not seeing like you're going to get a call because you like where they're at.
Yeah, they do look cute or whatever.
I think they're cute. You know, I think they're easily doing the best of any couple. And again, I thought it was the mm-hmm. most boring this episode because not a whole lot happened. We didn't get a lot more forwarding in their storyline or anything like that. They just seem like they're clicking. They're on the same page and they're cute.
I think Iris has seen the past of this episode. When she did that, decision day. Do you either choose divorce or do you choose that? I was like, she said it too much like that guy. You've been watching the show.
Yeah, she's ready
for
that.
You a fan of this show. I know
you are. Absolutely there.
But they're definitely cute. I love their connection with one another. I actually like that they could be goofy and silly with each other and that they could relate to each other.
Absolutely.
This is nice. And yeah. He's very patient and understanding, which you need that in a man with everything that's going on. So I'm rooting for y'all. And
I'm
if not, I'm also rooting for you to give me a call, Keith.
There you go, Keith. You heard it here. We'll remind you every week. Next, I'd like to move to Greg and Deanna.
Greg, okay, so for me, I'm seeing the progress in Greg.
Okay.
Like, I feel like he's trying, and I feel like I'm definitely seeing, this is what I meant in the beginning, that I'm seeing people open up. Greg definitely opened up in this episode. And what I mean is, like, he's being more free and more, like, he's giving her everything that she wants. He's willing to go to all these different things with her.
I'd like to jump right off the bat because the first thing we see in this episode is Deanna giving him a high five for not complimenting her yet this day. And when they go to all the girls, guys, let us know in the chat what you think of this whole comment thing compliment thing. When she goes with all the girls, she says that and the girls are like, what are you talking about? Take that now. Yes, take all the compliments. Why? And she's really uncomfortable mm-hmm. about it still.
Yeah.
And it was an odd excitement. She's like, you're doing great. Yep, you haven't complimented me today. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
And it's funny that you brought that up because even in the very beginning when it was like quick clips of the couples,
yeah.
like she got the breakfast, she was just like, oh, you got me breakfast. I don't eat breakfast, but you got... just say thank you.
Okay? He's doing a good job.
I feel like he's working so hard. And I feel like Deanna needs to like loosen up a little bit, let her walls down, and maybe do something that Greg likes or something. I don't know.
Maybe. It really seems like he's putting forward a lot of effort. I like that they talked about church. We know that their faith is very important to both of them, and it's great that they share that in their match. So it makes them a good match, and they talk about church and all that kind of stuff. That's fantastic. And then she really thinks, I don't know, is this me? I wasn't joking around before that, you know, we're matching and so what. She really thinks people are going to be on them about having a matching color bathing suit that just happened by chance.
Yeah, she was just like, this is kind of creepy. And I don't know if she was like, maybe she was just joking about
it. It's really not creepy. It's just the color of the, I mean.
I would think it's cute.
I have a blue bathing suit. How many people have a blue bathing suit out of this? Pretty common. If it's just a single color, yeah, not a big deal.
I mean, we saw it with the whole wedding days and everything. Everybody was wearing blue.
Yeah, exactly. But speaking of bathing suits.
Yes.
What does this say about their relationship? And how excited Greg was to see her in a bathing suit.
Ooh, yes, Greg.
At first, I was like, all right, Greg, cool. And then I realized, to me, automatically, I felt bad for the guy. Because he was like, this is the most naked I've seen my wife.
With less clothes.
Yet, the least amount of clothes. But she's also in a full body bathing suit. It wasn't even like a bikini or anything. It was like more than underwear anyway that you would see. So basically,
one bathing suit could be very sexy.
Oh no, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. Absolutely, 100% it can. But what I am saying is that Greg has seen the other three wives more naked than his own wife at this point. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's so bad that we're not going to get very explicit in our show, but he had to go waist deep in the ocean in order to maintain hanging around with his wife. I was like, that's bad.
I was like, what's going on? What's going on? I was like, okay. He has to little hide from the other couples. I did feel bad for him with that situation. But again, Deanna, come on. That's your husband now.
Yeah.
Give him a little some sugar, sexy time.
Please, it seems like he really needs, I mean, at least a good makeout session. Like,
yeah,
give Greg something. We don't really see them kiss.
Like, do like little quick kisses, but like, do they? Like, I don't know. Give him something.
It doesn't seem like it at all. And is that? Do we like them as a couple right now, or does it seem like she's still really not interested? The compliment stuff. And of course, we keep having it brought up over and over and over again. She hasn't been in a relationship forever.
Yeah.
I still question whether she's been in a relationship at all. Because tonight even... No, it's for real. Because tonight she said she hasn't been in a relationship for over 10 years. So at first, it was just 10 years. Now it's over 10 years. 10 years ago for her, she was 20. So you know the last relationship she was in was high school.
Yeah.
That's not really a relationship. And how many boyfriends could you possibly have had in high school that are actual boyfriends or middle school and not just like, you're my girlfriend now? Like,
that one high school relationship was her, she said it was like her longest relationship. So she wasn't a relationship.
If it's your only, then of course it's your longest by default. So that doesn't really mean anything.
True. Well, she probably had more than one in the past. Like, I think she has been on dates and other stuff. I think.
No, she's been dating herself for the past 10 years. We know. She's told us. It just seems like a kind of throwaway thing.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's making a big deal out of it, but it's less that she hasn't been in a relationship for a while and more that she really hasn't been. Let's put it this way.
Yeah.
She hasn't been in an adult relationship.
Okay.
She hasn't been in an adult relationship.
Okay.
She's been in high school antics relationships, and that's not the same thing.
Yeah, basically, I do definitely agree. Like, I don't think she should have, like, straight off the bat got married at first sight. I think she should have actually tried being in a relationship and having a boyfriend and giving that a try before jumping into this.
So Brittany brings up an interesting point. She says, I think Deanna's interested. She's just immature and inexperienced. And it's weird that they would choose someone for Greg who hasn't been in a relationship as an adult. It's unfair to him that she hasn't been in a relationship. I don't know that it's necessarily unfair to him. I think I could see it if they also matched her up with somebody else who has never been in a relationship, I guess. But then that could be an even more awkward situation because neither of them know what the hell to do.
Yeah, and I don't know. She seems very, like, she has all of her walls up.
Yeah.
And even Greg, who's someone who was shy, who I thought was shy, like, even he's letting all of his walls down and getting out there. So I feel like if you sign up to get married, girl, come on.
Well,
you're
really
signing up to get a husband. So act like he's your husband, not just a regular friend.
Right.
I get more of a friendship vibe from her side.
I do.
Yeah.
Sometimes, and then other times, what she says seems like they're in it for the long run. Case in point, they go to their little dinner date. Very mm-hmm. cute, very sweet. We find out they're both homeowners. Don't sell the townhome, by the way. Please rent it out. Make some side income. Anyway, but most interestingly, the big revelation is that Greg was previously engaged.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That was big.
She really looks at it like, what? Like, oh my gosh. Me, I'm saying, okay, the guy is 32.
He has passed.
It's not odd. Everybody except Deanna has dated people in the past, and something happened, and it's really more of a case of, well, what happened?
Yeah, okay, I definitely agree with that.
I find it almost more comforting. It's kind of like, you've ever heard this, it's way easier for men, mm-hmm. speaking as a guy, I don't cheat, but it's much easier for guys to get girls if you're already in a relationship. Because have you heard of that? There's something within girls, women who mm-hmm. are looking, who are single. There's a subconscious thing oftentimes that goes on that when you know the man is married or dating somebody,
so unavailable.
He's a good partner. So some girl has already gone pot in, like pot committed with this guy. He must be worth it. Okay, so to me, it's actually a little bit more comforting that he was engaged. So like, okay, he's not afraid of commitment. He was in it for the long haul. He saw it going really well. Like he's mm-hmm. not afraid to put it out there and right. be solo with somebody.
As you should, like, this is a discussion that you should definitely talk, I feel like, with your partner. So I'm
sure.
glad that he brought it up and brought out the reasons why, which is very reasonable. Like, it was a toxic relationship, and he brought up his him going to therapy and everything. He was very open with her, with his wife, because that's how he's looking at this. I am married to you,
right.
So I'm going to be, but I don't feel like she's thinking about it. Oh no, oh Lord, look at his past. He was engaged. Oh, he had a fiance.
Yeah,
oh,
to me that just
damaged.
Shows that he can commit. And of course, we get a perfectly fine explanation mm-hmm. of what happened, and I think it ended up okay. He had some insecurities, some control issues, so.
Mm-hmm.
Neither of them are perfect. They both got stuff to work through, and they're kind of doing it, but I don't know.
She's kind of judgy. She's kind of, like, really judging him.
It seems like it, right?
On a lot of stuff that she shouldn't be judging him on.
Right.
I don't know. I'm not really a fan of
They're in limbo. They're in limbo.
You were up here with me, and now you're kind of like,
They're in a little bit of limbo. Let's move on to Elizabeth and Jamie. They had sex.
I already said it. We knew that was going to happen.
Thumbs up, guys. You made it happen. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Congratulations on getting through the period nonsense. And you guys made it happen. So he actually as well, going along with sex perhaps, said mm-hmm. that he loved her. So the L word has slipped out. And now Elizabeth seems like the type of woman to like glom onto that. And it's happened. And she is excited, I think, now. Very excited.
Lord, they are both playing themselves.
I mean, she got pumped over the pizza and beer. Like, Jamie is making easy moves right here. However, we find out that she hates catamarans. A weird thing to be scared of. Boats and stuff, I guess. I get it. But she was very specific that she hated catamarans, as if that's any different. You know, I get it. She got seasick and whatever. But we do see this now as kind of a pattern with her.
Yeah.
Something gets her upset. She snaps, overreacts,
overreacts,
and then has to go and apologize to him later. And mm-hmm. to his credit, I think, I want to know what you thought, he's the kind of person who's just like, all right, she's freaking out. I'm just going to leave her alone for a little bit, and it'll be fine. And that's exactly what happens. He kind of just chills, and she comes around.
Yeah, but for me, I see this as being a toxic pattern.
That's what I was going to say. Is that bad signs for the long run?
It's a horrible sign because, like, this is worse than the last fight that we just went over.
Sure.
Like, this one, she's cussing you out now.
In front of everybody, too.
Okay.
In front of everybody. I was like, calm down. Like, you're just a little seasick. I thought, see, and I felt for him because I saw myself in him right there at that moment. If that's me, I'm joking around too, like, oh, you're dramatic, like, oh, well, like kind of like trying to make light of the situation a little bit. Maybe he didn't realize like how bad it really was, or he thought she was being a little over dramatic or whatever, because Amber was seasick as well.
But she was cool
about it. She was just quiet, just chilling. Like, that's usually the way to do it. Elizabeth's a little like her personality, right?
But also we saw two different comforts. Like, Matt kind of comforted Amber a little bit differently than how Jamie did. Jamie was more jokey. And I got like his jokes and everything. But there was one in particular. It was something about like, oh, this is it. Is this the end of us? Like, she's already up here. You know how she already is. Why joke like that?
Now... Okay, we got a lot of really interesting things in the comments
I want to hear,
Okay, so here's the question for you. Who said it first? See you, who's longtime fan of the show. What's up? Saying love during sex doesn't count. Is that true?
No, it don't count.
It doesn't count?
No.
Why not?
That's just something you say when you're in the passion, like, oh, I love you, babe. Like,
but that's got, but that's got to be dictated by the length of the relationship. Like, I've been with my wife 9 years now. Mm-hmm. I could say that while we're being intimate and it counts.
Yeah, but did you say that when you first said you love her, was it during sex?
No.
Okay, that's the thing. He's saying it first when they first had sex, when they known each other how many days? Come on. You don't love her.
Mr. Aliwada hooking up all the ladies out there saying there's two things said by guys not to believe when in the act. I love you and want you to have my baby.
That's very
true.
You
go.
This, ooh,
you
that's
know,
so
our
true.
Show here at AfterBuzz is extremely educational. We put the knowledge out there for the ladies, in case you didn't know. We first night we had information on birth control, keeping you guys up to date. So this is big stuff. So okay,
and men, advice for you: do not say "I love you" and "I want to have your baby" during sex, because women take it more seriously.
Elizabeth is not forgetting. He said, I love you. It is locked in now, Jamie. So, but she does apologize at the end. As we said, we see this as a pattern for her, so it's a little bit dangerous. Let's get, before we got to go, this is a short episode. Oh my gosh, we're almost done. Guys, we love talking to you about this. That's the problem.
Let's talk. Comments.
This is the most interesting couple of the night by far. I think it's Matt and Amber. Basically, because of the whole moving to Europe thing. So, interesting of note, our boy Jim is not with us tonight. He's not on the panel. He had prior fun things to get into. I guess maybe he's on a date at first sight. I don't know. Maybe Jim will come back married. But he loves to point out the wifey shirt, and Amber is still wearing the wifey shirt by herself.
Oh, my gosh.
Without Matt wearing the husband shirt. Kind of interesting. But they seem to be super happy in the beginning of the episode. Everything seems good. He's happy that he's on honeymoon with his wife, and he's getting
and
to know her better.
Down.
She did. She's everything seems to be pretty on the level. Mm-hmm. He sets up a romantic dinner for them, and he starts to tell her about what was said on the guy's trip about basketball. He basically says, okay, I've got this mobile car detailing business.
Mm-hmm.
Not laughing at the business. I just think it's oddly specific. And he was like, if the mobile detailing car detailing business doesn't work out, I might have to go play basketball and take another contract overseas. First,
there's other options.
That's definitely other options than just it's that or that, okay? But second, when they start talking and he says that might happen, Amber says that would be a deal breaker. What did you think about that? Because we started to get into it and then we had to stop and save it for the show.
I definitely could see where she's coming from, because like when you travel overseas, this is something I was talking to you a little bit about, like with athletes, there's some people who are wives.
Right.
But sometimes the wives, in some case scenarios, they turn into groupies without even meaning to. And I think she doesn't want to be a person who has her career following a man just for his career.
So,
overseas.
But here's the thing. If this is his wife, is it a groupie following a guy for his career, or is it a wife being supportive of her husband in what he's doing?
That's a good point. Okay, she could turn it into being a supportive wife, and a lot of these wives are supportive in trying to follow their husband. But I'm saying during the tour and like when guys have to travel and stuff for basketball, the wives end up forgetting about their own careers, and it seems to come to be a lot about their husband's career and just theirs.
And what I was saying, and I'm not saying it from a wife and husband perspective, it could be vice versa.
Girlfriend and boyfriend.
No, I'm so well, I'm
Tristan
saying
Tristan Chloe.
I'm saying specifically for me because my wife is a nurse practitioner.
Okay.
And that is a really demanding job. And I said, if we had a kid, like, I would be down to stay at home and do the dad and stuff like that, because she has a really amazing career and she's helping a lot of people. So I'm even talking about man to woman style. I don't necessarily see that as a negative thing. Somebody putting their career on hold to support their husband or wife, their partner, in what they're doing, if it makes sense.
If it makes sense. But I don't think this one really does, especially since, like, what I think he was saying before is that he's wants to settle down, and maybe she wants to settle down with her husband and have like a career within the town, within the city that we're in, or see, within the state that we're in.
What I'm saying is he can still settle down playing basketball overseas. I want to throw some other stuff out there. One, going overseas while your husband is playing basketball sounds pretty dope. Side vacations, your rail travel, exotic locations, he's probably paying for it.
But how much of that are you doing? Is he doing more of the basketball life? Because sometimes with athletes, it comes their whole life.
She's doing more travel than she's doing in Charlotte, North Carolina, for sure. And her job, her career is teaching English. Really easy to get jobs in other countries, in foreign countries, teaching English, because it's a very universal language. There's a lot of opportunities. A great friend of mine had a job for a couple years teaching English in Japan. He said it was a great experience. So she's got opportunities there. I just think it sounds like a really amazing opportunity where, from her perspective, it seemed like it was shut down immediately. And I'm going, pump the brakes. That sounds kind of awesome. You don't have a lot of opportunities necessarily unless you very specifically make them to live in another country and to be able to flourish and survive.
Make it work.
And, yeah, absolutely. And not just be a tourist, but to actually be kind of like a little citizen for a little bit and really experience life.
Yeah, I'm just thinking more so. I'm thinking of athletes in general. Because I feel like every time I see it, like, it sounds good on, like, it sounds great.
Right.
But I don't think in a relationship with athletes, it's as glamorous as what it seems.
Okay. Fair enough. The next part of this is where it really got a little bit dirtier.
Okay. Yeah.
When Amber then said, I don't want you to go, I can support us while you get your business up and running. Now, producer Rye guy.
He came That's the right moment.
Perfect.
Yep.
Now, this next part happens off camera, unfortunately, because that statement definitely emasculated. Is that the right term? Emasculated Matt. He thought she was kind of humiliating him on camera, saying he was poor or he couldn't support himself or whatever or something like that. I want to know what you think. I didn't take it like that at all. That to me was, again, somebody supportive. You have a goal.
Yeah.
It's hard making a business. Like, I can hook it up for a little while you work on that, so you don't have to necessarily go overseas and play basketball, which you wouldn't anyway, dude. Like, you could work at Starbucks or whatever. What, you know, you could get another job here.
Well, not even Starbucks, because with him being working in basketball in the past, he could even get high jobs like what Keith does, like with mentoring the kids with
basketball. Mentoring, high school basketball coach.
Like,
there's got to be other opportunities than mobile car detailing service or European basketball. Anyway, I didn't think it was a big deal that she offered that. I thought it was really, really nice and super supportive. Again, essentially to a stranger.
Wifey.
Yeah.
She was being wifey.
She doesn't just wear the shirt, guys. Like,
she's
feeling it. She's doing it for real.
I see what he was thinking, like, don't say stuff like that because it seems like this, like I'm broken, I don't got it. But, like, I didn't take it like that. Like what you said, I didn't take it like she was trying to make it seem like he's broke either. So I'm glad they had that conversation.
I mean,
after.
It seems like most of the people in chat are agreeing with us that it seems like she's supportive.
Right.
Obviously, we know she's close to her twin and her family and things like that, like Beloved has pointed out. So she doesn't want to necessarily move.
Don't you want a woman that got you?
I do. I have one. Luckily, I'm a very lucky guy. So 100%. But thank you. Shout out to Raquel, who's still awake right now. Evidently, she's texting me while we're on air right now. Evidently, that is the case for Matt as well. But I also just wanted to really make it apparent, my opinion, she's probably never going to hear this, but go live in Europe. It sounds like a really fun time. It's not permanent. Matt doesn't think it's permanent. And, you know, could be really cool opportunities. Anyway, there you go. That's it. We see them leave. They kind of make up. They come to bed. They have a little talk. Again, not an epic fight. Not really a big deal. Just a little misunderstanding. And again, seems okay. A lot of people in the chat, though, as our boy Jim Alexander is saying, feel like something's off with Matt. Last thing, and we're super out of time. Is it demasculate? I thought it was emasculate. Pretty sure it's emasculate.
Apparently, emasculate is when you actually remove a male body part that makes them a man, and demasculate is just to target their masculinity.
Excellent. Oh. Thank you, Ryan. So demasculate.
I was just educated.
Real quick, before we go, this popped into my mind. The fact that he is saying, that Matt is saying, this might happen. Do you, in any kind of like tinfoil hat scenario, think this is him setting up getting out of the relationship?
I think this is...
In the end,
I think this is setting us up for what we've been seeing in the previews and everything. And
the cheating.
This is my thoughts of athletes. I'm sorry. Not all athletes are like this. I love some of y'all athletes, but... there is a reputation.
But is that what you think? He's putting it out there to set the stage of, well, I might have to go overseas, so this kind of won't work. And do you think the cheating is going to come because of her not being down with him going? So he kind of sees that as an open door. Okay, this 8-week thing isn't really going to last anyway.
Yeah, I definitely think it's going to be like, oh, I got to meet up with somebody, maybe about the contract or something. And then during that off time... I think he's going to cheat. Sadly, because I do like the couple, but I think that that's what they're setting us up for. And I think
see you who says he's setting her up to get at her money. That would be the long con at Married at First Sight. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Well, I don't know. We'll have to see. We did not get to see the preview. Oh my gosh, we're getting our outro music. Guys, go and vote. That's okay, Ryan, go for it. Go and vote in the link. Tell us your ratings. We're going to add our ratings because this is too quick to do it right now because we got to get out of here.
Really
fun episode. Thank you so much, guys. We didn't get to see the coming attractions because it got into Married by Millions and I really want to watch that show anyway. Until next week, Lanisha, where can they find you?
You guys, I will leave all of my ratings in the comments, but for now, you can find me at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A 914.
Guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us, everybody in the chat. My name is Mike Thieling. You can find me everywhere at Mike Thieling. If you are down with these relationship reality shows, y'all know I host Bachelorette on Mondays. And right after this, right on this YouTube channel, AfterBuzz Reality, I am going to be hosting the new Love Island after show. So if you guys watch some of that nonsense, come hang out with me because, it gets a little crazy. See you next week!
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.